From the center of the universe, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, this is the SDM Show with your host, Rob Cairns. The SDM Show focuses on business, life, productivity, digital marketing, WordPress, and more. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink, and enjoy the show. Here is Rob.
Hey, everybody. Rob Cairns here. I'm the founder, CEO, and chief creator of Amazing Ideas at Stunning Digital Marketing. In today's podcast, I want to talk about some WordPress 5.9 upgrade experiences. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this quick tip episode. Hey, everybody. Rob here again. In today's quick podcast episode, I want to talk a little bit about WordPress 5.9 and my WordPress upgrade experience. I think it's really important that people don't get afraid of upgrades and they actually do some planning. And personally, I think that's a really good thing. So we all know 5.9 at the time of this record came out last Tuesday. What did I do to prepare? The first thing I did was Tuesday morning, I did one last backup of all my clients' websites, and that's over 100 of them. And I basically prepped them to be ready to put 5.9 in. Then I sat back and kind of kept an eye on Twitter and social media in other channels because I thought this was important enough for at least that if something was coming out, we'd know. I was also keeping an eye on the make.wordpress.org Slack channel, which kind of gave me some inside baseball or an inside track onto how it was playing out. We knew on Tuesday that the WordPress release party, if all went well, would start at 7:20 UTC, which was 2:20 p.m. Eastern time. So I decided to join the release party, which I don't always do. I was around and anticipating. And I did some testing during the release party. I tested an up from release candidate 4 for 5.9 to the release. I also did some testing from 5.8.3 to the 5.9 release. And those went really well. And as we know, the release party played out really well. Now, then I decided to upgrade over 100 sites manually. Actually, 127 to be exact. So normally when I do upgrades, I do a backup and then I use main WP and I do them all in one shot. With 5.9, I wasn't taking any chances. I actually upgraded sites individually and then I checked each site as I went for basic functionality and then threw it back to my clients to do the final checking. I should tell you, I haven't heard any screaming, any concerns, any issues beyond the usual, where can I find this or where can I find that? The other secret to the 5.9 upgrade is don't turn on full site editing unless you absolutely need it turned on right now. And I decided to do the 5.9 upgrade and not turn FSE fully on. I do have FSE full site editing turned on a dev site, development site, which I'm playing with because eventually Cadence will be 100% FSE and that will make my life much easier. Why did my day play out well? Well, first off, I had a plan. Where most people get into trouble with upgrades is, frankly, they do not have plans in place to deal with them. And if they do not have a plan in place to deal with them, how do you do it? You don't. And then they panic, and then they make mistakes. The second thing I do is I do a checklist. Did I do a backup of all the sites at the host level? Did I do a backup of all the sites at the site level? Did I do the upgrade? Did I test? And I checked them off, frankly, in a spreadsheet, but an electronic checklist nevertheless. And by doing a checklist and having a plan and making sure you do a backup ahead of time, because if you ever have to revert, you can. you actually put yourself in real good shape. So think about that. And if you haven't done your 5.9 upgrades, and a lot of people still haven't, I'm sure, go ahead and do it. Last I saw, there was over 10 million in downloads from WordPress.org on the counter. So, I mean, the release is getting out there. Yeah, there's some minor bugs, but there's no showstoppers. I'm sure eventually there'll be a 5.9.1. And it'll be really interesting to see what the roadmap to 6.0 is. And I've got surprises on this podcast coming up in the next couple of weeks about that roadmap. I'm not going to divulge what they are, but all I can say is you want to stay tuned and listen to some of the guests we got coming on. So that's kind of how I do upgrades to 5.9. By the way, this is the same process I would do for any upgrade, and it makes sense. So really, if you want to take care of yourself, make sure, and I really stress this wholeheartedly, make sure you have a plan. Make sure you take a backup. And then any upgrade, whether it's the 5.9 or any other release, will be easy. Rob Cairns, CEO, founder, and chief creator of Amazing Ideas at Stunning Digital Marketing, talking about how he did his upgrade to 5.9, and you can apply this to any other release. So keep that in mind. Planning is key. Have a great day, everybody. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this edition of the SDM Show. The SDM Show is brought to you by Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing. For more information about Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing, go to stunningdigitalmarketing.info. From here, you can connect to us on social media, go to our website, and even go to the podcast to subscribe. This podcast is dedicated to my late father, Bruce Cairns. Dad, I miss you very much. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. Make your business succeed.